From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Mr. Valley?
Yes, Pinky?
Mr. Valley, last night I saw you driving with a girl in your new car.
Yes, quite a chassis, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the car wasn't bad either.
Rudy Valley, with Pinky Lee, Elvia Allman, Marvin Miller, Benny Kruger's music, yours truly, Truman Bradley, and that lovely MGM actress, Audrey Totter, brought to you by Dream Shampoo. Yes, for lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Pinky, answer the phone. I'm expecting some friends for poker, and I want to finish marking these cards.
Hello? Villa Valley Nightclub. Pinky D, the busboy, and Freckles paint on your boyfriend's face so he can look like Van Johnson speaking. What? Oh, good. No, that's bad. That's good. That's bad. That's bad. That's good. Goodbye.
Who was that?
My sister. She's sorting strawberries.
Sorting strawberries.
I'm crazy about strawberries.
Strawberries are juicy this season, aren't they?
You know, Mr. Valley, you ought to meet my family sometime.
No, thanks. I'm not going to climb a tree just for that.
Yeah. Just a minute, Mr. Valley. What your family got that my family couldn't steal?
Granted. Pinky, do you realize that we've been invited to the annual May Dance in the Bowl on May 30th? And that thus far I've been tragically unsuccessful in winning an affirmative reaction from some dainty damsel upon whom I might look with favor as the possible object of my interest on the night in question.
England's translation, boy, are you a square.
I beg your pardon? If they interest you to know that I can get a date with any glamour girl with one hand tied behind me.
Why don't you?
Who wants a date with a glamour girl with one hand tied behind me?
Stop bragging, Mr. Valley. I'll bet you I kissed more girls this week than you did.
All right, it's a bet.
Okay, how many girls did you kiss so far this week?
One.
You win.
Pinky, why do we stand here and kid each other? Let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried everything. We still have no girl.
Yeah, I know.
And the dance is only 3 weeks away.
Yeah?
The way I feel now, I'd even go to an escort bureau.
Mr. Valley, I represent the escort bureau of Gitchy, Goomy, and Gamey. I'm Gamey.
Careful, mister, or you'll be arrested for fragrancy.
Quiet, Shorty. Now, what kind of a girl do you want, Mr. Valley? A tall one, a short one, a fat one, or a thin one?
Yes.
You're so fussy, Mr. Valley. Personally, I'll take a blonde, a brunette, or a redhead.
Oh, you want a girl with hair.
Yeah. Yeah, but her hair must come down to her shoulders, soft and fluffy.
Soft and fluffy?
Uh-huh.
Why?
I want to stuff a mattress.
See, I thought you wanted to send us some green shampoo.
Mr. Valley, it seems to me I'll have a little difficulty finding a girl for you. You're quite a problem.
Really?
Oh, problem is right. Oh, he's already been turned down twice by Mr. Anthony. Mr. Valley's only hope for romance is to walk down Hollywood Boulevard and pray for a fog.
Well, Mr. Lee, I think I have just the girl for Mr. Valley. Take a look at this photograph. Isn't she lovely? Look at that upturned nose, just like a bicycle seat. How do you like her new hairdo? It's an upsweep.
Really? Where did she sweep it up? Mr. Gamey, please, that girl isn't for Mr. Valley. Even my brother wouldn't look at her twice, and there ain't a girl who'd look at my brother once.
Pardon me, gentlemen. Did you know that tomorrow is Engineer's Day at the University of Minnesota?
What has that to do with girls?
Nothing, but I feel embarrassed standing here without anything to say. And seriously, it is Engineer's Day at the University of Minnesota. And besides, Mr. Gamey, the girl in this picture is too old for me. You see, I'm only around 31.
This must be your second time around.
Don't encourage him. If you don't mind, Mr. Gamey, I'll find my own girl. In fact, there may be one or two desirable females in the club right now.
Excuse me, I'm going in there and sing. There always seems to bring results when I go in there and do that. And if that fails, Pinky and I are going to the movies. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Many a beautiful romance began on the balcony of some theater. Incidentally, Pinky, my first song tonight is This Is the Missus, which I sang in George White's Scandals in 1931.
1931? That was 15 years ago.
Yes, I was only 14 at the time. Thank you. Thank you. Take it, Benny. This is the missus, just looked her over. This is the missus, she's mine. I'll get those kisses, now I'm in clover. I've got some fish on my line. I own those lips, yes, sir. I own those eyes, yes, sir. And a whole lot more. She was worthwhile waiting for. This is the mouse house, just look her over. This is the missus, she's mine. You've got lots of bumblebees buzzing round your honeycomb. When we're out or at your home, we've no privacy. You could put my mind at ease, make me feel so very proud. If you'll only tell the crowd you belong to me, I won't know another happy day till I can walk right up to them and say, this is the missus, just look her over. This is the mouse house, she's mine. I'll get those kisses, now I'm in clover. I've caught some fish on my line. I own those lips,
yes, sir.
I own those eyes,
yes, sir.
And a whole lot more. She was worthwhile waiting for. This is missus, just look her over. This is missus, she's mine. I press you, caress you, and bless the day you taught me to care, to always remember the rambling rose you wore in your hair.
Girls, if you want to look your loveliest, keep your hair glamorous and shining. Dream your hair, and you bring out all its natural luster. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dream your hair, and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dream your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And here's what lovely magazine cover girl and dream girl Penny Edwards says about Dream's wonderful hair conditioning action.
The reason I use only Dream shampoo is that it always leaves my hair alive with highlights and beautifully behaved.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Mr. Valley, I appreciate your taking me to the movies, but what's your hurry?
I want to get there before the prices change.
Okay, but please don't carry me in your arms. You can't convince anybody that I'm only 4 years old.
Yes, I can, and straighten your rompers. Here's the theater.
Wait a minute. They haven't changed the picture here in 12 years.
Haven't changed it in 12 years? What's the name of the picture?
Double Feature.
Pinky, you're a nitwit.
A what nit?
Nitwit, nitwit.
I use a knitting needle. What are you nitwit?
Oh, quiet. You stay here. I'll get the tickets.
Let me see. Today only. The Sailor Takes a Wife. Coming tomorrow. People Are Funny.
Here are the tickets, Pinky. Come on in.
Gee, Mr. Valley, there's the name of my favorite actor, Nosmo King.
Nosmo King? Never heard of him.
There's his name on the wall. There, right there. Nosmo King.
That's no smoking. Pinky, I'll bet your mother is very happy that she never had any children. Now watch your step. It's a little dark in here.
Excuse, please. Very nice seats down front.
What is this, Pinky? What's the idea of Chinese ushers in this theater?
That's a new coolie system. Follow me.
Well,
Pinky, these seats you gave us are awful. I'm sitting behind a pole.
So what? He has a arthritis.
I'm sitting behind a pole.
So what? He has as much right in the theater as you have. And what are you complaining? I'll get it straight tonight. This seat I'm sitting on is very uncomfortable.
Naturally, you're supposed to turn it down first. Look at the screen, Pinky. Sailor Takes a Wife is on now, and that lovely actress talking to the hero is Audrey Totter.
Audrey Totter? Oh, gosh, I used to be in love with her when I was a kid. It was real puppy love. She would pat my head, and I would bark.
Look at her up there on the screen, Pinky. Isn't she beautiful?
Thank you, Poopsie.
Not at all. I was just about... Huh? Who spoke?
I did. I am Audrey Totter. You are seeing me on the screen, and I am seeing me on the screen, too.
Pinky, isn't this a wonderful coincidence? Audrey Totter, that glamorous Hungarian actress, sitting right next to us. You know, you look very well, Miss Totter.
I feel well. I'm strong and healthy.
I'm Hale and Hearty.
I'm Lemon Abner.
Shall we dance? Oh, Pinky, say hello to Miss Totter.
Hello to Miss Totter.
Miss Totter, meet Pinky Lee. Pinky Lee, meet Miss Totter. Lady from Hungary, meet the man from hunger. And I don't mean Arthur.
Mr. Valley, are you trying to give Miss Totter the right impression of me?
Oh, please, do not get angry, Stinky.
Stinky?
You know, you speak with a dialect.
I speak with a dialect? What do you think you speak with?
I speak with anybody. I'm not particular.
Pinky, I have a favor to ask of you.
What?
You go and sit in the back, and I'll stay here with Miss Totter.
Oh, no, you don't. I'll go and sit in the back, and you stay here with Miss Totter.
A much better suggestion. Why didn't I think of it?
Okay, you can't pull the eyes over my will. I'm too ignorant.
Well, Rudy, did you like my picture? I'm seeing it 74 times.
74 times?
And two matinees.
You know, Audrey, I've dabbled a bit in pictures, too. My last picture had 3.5 stars.
Really? Who were the other three?
Tut, tut, Totter. Look, you were also in that MGM picture, The Postman Always Rings Twice. Well, do you think John Garfield is a better actor than I am?
Any other questions?
Oh, nonsense. Can Garfield give you a home in Beverly Hills? Can he give you a yacht? Can he give you pearls and fur coats?
Darling, can you?
Don't change the subject. Audrey, I'm sure you've heard of the annual May dance to be held in the bowl. Well, I have a suggestion as to who can take you to that dance.
Give me a for instinct.
Me.
Give me another for instinct.
I wouldn't say that. At last year's dance, Frank Sinatra walked in and all the girls fainted. Then I walked in.
Yes?
And Frank Sinatra fainted. Oh, please don't turn me down, Audrey. It'll be so romantic, so charming, so wonderful. Between dances, we'll go for a walk, and then we'll pause to look at the moon.
We'll look at the moon, but keep your pause to yourself.
Audrey, my dear, are you implying that I'm a wolf?
Well, if the shoe fits, sleep in it.
Remember, not all men are wolves. Only soldiers, sailors, and civilians. Why don't you say yes, Audrey? I'm just as handsome as the next man. I'm just as rich as the next man. What are you waiting for?
The next man. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Rudy. I will go to that dance with you if you will get a man for my girlfriend.
Oh, a man for your girlfriend. That's a deal. You come down to the club with me now, and you can call your girlfriend from there. Would you like to go by taxi or streetcar?
It is making no difference to me.
Good, then we'll walk. Let's go. Audrey, make yourself comfortable in my office. Call your girlfriend on the phone and have her come right down while I go into the club and listen to Benny Kruger and his orchestra.
Thank you.
I am telling you about. My girlfriend, formaldehyde.
How do you do, Mr. Valley? Oh, I'm so thrilled.
Tell me, formaldehyde, was your face always that green, or did your mother come from Ireland?
Formaldehyde, put down that cigar. Mr. Valley is talking to you. Formaldehyde is very talented, Rudy. She sings in the opera.
Yes. Hello here, the gentle-long. Hello here, the gentle-long. You can see, Mr. Valley, that Lily Pons and I make money in the same racket.
That is right, Rudy. Lily Pons makes more money, but formaldehyde is making more racket. What do you think of her singing, Rudy?
I have a machine at home that makes the same noise and also picks up dirt.
Mr. Valley, where's the man you promised to have me meet?
Formaldehyde, it's going to be a little difficult finding you an escort. You see, all my friends are alive.
But, Rudy, my girlfriend is very young. She's only advancing on 24.
Advancing on it? She's got it completely surrounded. If I only knew someone with bad eyesight. Let me see. Who can I rope into this thing?
Oh, Mr. Valley!
Later, Pinky. Later. Formaldehyde, do you think you could go for my little chum over there?
He's breathing, ain't he? Drag him in.
Wait. First, I will put him in a very romantic mood. Then I'm turning out the lights, and you'll come in and take my place, formaldehyde.
Oh, that'll be wonderful. A man at last. Now I won't have to send any more mash notes to Gargantua.
Come on, formaldehyde. We'll wait in the next room.
Oh, pardon me, Miss Totter.
Why? What did you do?
Nothing. I didn't do anything. Say, where did everybody go?
Never mind everybody, Pinky. Come over here, you great, big, handsome glamour boy.
Why, you're just saying that because it's true.
So, my sweet boy, sit beside me. Now let me put my arms around you. Let me put my face close to yours.
Gosh, this never happened at the YMCA. Please, Miss Totter, don't sit so close to me.
Why not?
You're melting my junior G-man badge.
Oh, but Pinky, this is a night for romance, for love. My lips are waiting. Lips were made for kissing.
They were? And all these years I've been wasting them on eating.
Pinky, this is real love.
Yeah?
Tell me.
What?
What are the three little words you would rather speaking than any other?
Don't ask me. Please. Please don't ask me.
Oh, come on. Don't be afraid. Tell me. What are those three little words?
Scratch my back.
I know what I'll do, Pinky.
What?
I am putting out the lights.
Yeah?
I am wanting it to be dark. Oh. Completely dark.
Good. Now I can develop pictures.
No, silly boy. Wait. I turn out the lights now.
Gee, Miss Totter, I can't see a thing now. This is wonderful. You and me are alone. Are you as thrilled as I am?
I sure am, lover boy.
Gee, Miss Totter, your voice is changing. I better put the lights on again. You know, Miss Totter, I... where's Miss Totter, and who are you, sir?
How dare you? And what are you staring at? Didn't you ever see a face like mine before?
Yeah, on a bottle of iodine.
Oh, you lost weekend. One more remark, and I'll put you back on the chandelier.
No. What's the trouble, children? A lover's quarrel already. Now, Pinky, you lucky boy, do you know who this girl is? She's from the opera.
Hiya, Phantom!
Oh, now, Pinky. Pinky, you are being too hasty. Take formaldehyde to the dance. She's a wonderful girl. After all, beauty isn't everything.
Yeah, but in her case, it's nothing.
But, Pinky, formaldehyde is reminding everybody of the three D's. Dainty, demure, and delectable.
He looks more like the three G's. Ghastly, green, and gruesome. I won't do absolutely nothing. I'm not going to take formaldehyde to the dance.
Pinky, all Pinky, no, Pinky, I'm, don't no. be difficult. Listen, if you'll take formaldehyde to that May dance, I'll buy you a new watch.
No, I don't care what. I wouldn't. A Mickey Mouse model?
Then it's all set. We'll make the arrangements for the dance as soon as I finish my next song. After all, I must consider all those faithful people out there in the club.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen of Villa Valley, you lucky people, I'm sorry I've kept you waiting, but here is a song you've requested thousands of times. At least twice.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you'll only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my sweetheart was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my sweetheart is true and will come back to me someday.
Everything will come right if you only believe the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all dismay.
And I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my sweetheart is true and will come back to me someday.
Girls, is your hair lovely enough to be immortalized like this? Golden hair, like sunlight streaming on the marble of her shoulder. Yes, most men's ideas of feminine loveliness begin with gleaming, lustrous hair. And you'll never know what a difference in glamour just a shampoo can make until you use Dreen with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its shining beauty. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. And as leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Gee whiz, Mr. Valley, I don't like to complain, but why should you take Miss Carter to the dance while I take formaldehyde?
All right, Pinky, if that's the way you feel, I'll take Miss Carter and you take formaldehyde.
That's better. At least I can... Get him up in the other alley again, will you, Mr. Valley?
You win, Pinky. You take formaldehyde. I'll take Miss Totter.
Now you're talking.
Oh, Rudy.
Yes, Audrey?
It is no use, Rudy. Something has happened to me. Suddenly I'm wanting to go with Pinky.
What?
Yeah. That boy is sending me all the way to Glendale and back.
But, Audrey, you can't be serious. Pinky is such a goon.
He is not.
I am, too.
Don't worry, Mr. Valley. I will go with you.
Frankly, formaldehyde, the preponderance of evidence indicates a potential advantage in the proposition you so generously outlined. But from a practical standpoint, there is an unmistakable negative connotation in the idea which leaves me absolutely nonplussed.
English translation. Ooh, you make me so mad.
Oh, Pinky, you're so cute.
Lady, did you have your oil changed lately?
Rudy, it is fate. I am crazy for Pinky, and formaldehyde is loving you. As they say in Hungarian, Istanabul, Gulapsi, Shlivovich, Tanabul, Istanabul.
What's that?
Have a Coke. Go on, Rudy. Go on. Formaldehyde is wishing to be alone with you.
But I am not wishing to be alone with formaldehyde.
Rudy, don't call me formaldehyde. Call me darling. Call me sweetheart. Call me dearest. I'm waiting.
Call me later. I'm leaving.
Now that we're alone, Pinky, I have a confession to make. I'm not really Hungarian. I was only having some fun with Rudy. I was really born in Joliet, Illinois.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll be your Romeo and you be my Joliet.
Oh, splendid. Hey, Pinky, let's go to the movies.
Yeah?
We'll sit in the balcony of Grauman's Chinese.
Uh-huh.
You put your arm around me.
Uh-huh.
You hold me close.
Uh-huh.
And then you can kiss me.
Oh, I can't do that.
Why not?
I've already seen the picture.
Rudy Vallee will present another dream show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at the same time from Hollywood with Pinky Lee, who appears through the courtesy of Earl Carroll and Republic Pictures, Benny Kruger and his music, and that lovely Paramount glamour girl, Veronica Lake. And Rudy Vallee will present the William S. Hart tone poem, Pinto Bend.
It's time to sing a goodnight song again to you.
Question for United States housewives. Could you manage without soap? Of course not. So save, use fats, and help prevent serious soap shortages. And speaking of shortages, we can all do something about the food scarcity, which threatens the very lives of our starving friends in Europe and Asia. Buy only as much bread and other products as you really need. Use rice, fats, and oils sparingly. And when you eat out, tell the waiter not to bring any vegetables, gravy, salads, or bread you don't really want. On what we waste, hungry nations could live. When we eat a little less, they eat a little more. As Ed Gardner expressed it so ably in his program, never let it be said that we Americans dug the graves of millions of the starving peoples all over the world with our teeth. A bow for the cast! Bow for the cast!
For lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dream Show was written by Robert Markle. Remember, Thursday night is one of the all-star nights on NBC. So tune in earlier next Thursday for a great parade of stars. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes, say Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, tomorrow get Dreft.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.